On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, at age 31, Brianna Susaret was preparing for her server shift at a local restaurant when she suffered a stroke. She's joined by her father, Manuel, for this conversation about when it happened and the start of her recovery.
Yeah, I was working at Palomino's back then. Palomino's restaurant, as a waitress, just working lunches. I was new. I had just finished my training session of 3 weeks, and so I was still getting used to the job. It was a kind of a high pressure atmosphere for waiting tables.
Downtown Cincinnati.
Yeah, but I went into work that day about 9:30 in the morning, and parked my car in the garage and went into work and started doing my side work before the people were going to come in for lunch. I was feeling really dizzy and really thirsty and had a headache. I didn't understand what was going on, but I went to the kitchen to get a drink of water, and I realized that I was having a really hard time getting the rack of glasses out of the dishwasher because my left hand wasn't cooperating. It was suddenly really weak. And I was suddenly, the room was spinning. I felt like I was really ill, and I really didn't know what was going on. It was like a banging headache. I felt like my left right eye was going to explode. It was kind of just like this throbbing pain behind my right eyeball, and just an extreme headache and feeling ill and everything. And so I was having trouble getting the water. Somebody helped me get the water. And when I spoke, I slurred my speech. And so they asked me, have you been drinking this morning? Which is kind of funny because I was drinking the night before, and people don't usually recognize the signs of a stroke. It was all the classic signs of a stroke. My left arm was weak. My face was drooping on one side. I was slurring my speech, and I was walking funny. So it's all the signs of a stroke, but they didn't recognize that, and they asked me if I was drunk.
But you were aware of what was going on.
I was aware that I was out of control. I couldn't understand what was going on
Right. Or
why it was happening. But I suddenly just collapsed on the floor of the kitchen, and that's when they had to call the ambulance and rush me off to the hospital. And they said, it looks like a stroke, but why would a 31-year-old woman be having a stroke? And they couldn't understand it. There were a couple of weeks there in the hospital where I was really glum when I was awake. And in the middle of the night when I had trouble sleeping, sometimes I would just be crying all night. And so there were a lot of tears. There was a lot of... I would wake up in the middle of the night and forget that I'd had a stroke and try to get out of the bed and fell on the floor. That happened a couple of times. They had to put extreme fall risk sign on my door at the hospital because it was pretty dangerous. They had to strap me down, actually, for a little while.
I mean, we knew it was going to be a long haul, and we knew there was a lot of really hard work to do with the therapy, but it was hard for us, for me and for Mom, I think, probably, to fully appreciate what, your loss and what, I mean, we definitely had a sense of loss. I mean, as soon as we got, it hit us that we could lose you. And I remember you calling out, because you could hear the conversation. You were calling out from the room saying, I want to live. I want to live. Our expectations around and our thinking of what was possible was working with those therapists day after day. Those therapists are miracle workers.
Yeah, I had some of the best people, I
think. Unbelievable. Yeah, they had you. I remember when you were walking and you had this big smile on your face. And, look, Bobby, I'm walking.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.